Bruce, A Shark's Journal. April 7th. So, this is the journal that I'm supposed to be writing in, as prescribed by my latest therapist. I hope it helps, but I have to be honest, I doubt it will. I want to stop eating everyone. That's it. That's all I want. I've been through, what, 5 therapists now, trying to fix this problem I have? And I've eaten 3 of those therapists. I can't form any meaningful relationships with anyone because sooner or later, chomp. It's got to stop. I want to do things. I want to get married. I want to swim up to a female and impregnate her. But for any of that to work, the killing simply has got to stop. And I'm nervous because summer is coming up. Maybe this summer will be different. May 2nd. This summer will be different. This summer must be different. May 12th. How could the summer be different? I'm a shark, a great white shark, a non-stop killing machine. No, I am in control here. Biology is not destiny. I have to think positive. I can be any kind of non-stop machine I want to be. A non-stop caring machine, a non-stop listening machine, a non-stop nurturing machine. May 31st. Tourists are showing up. I ate kelp and seaweed today. I've read like 3 books this week just to keep my mind off things. Jacqueline Suzanne. Better than I expected. June 14th. Okay. Deep breath. I'm ashamed to even be writing this, but I fell off the wagon. Big time. It was night, and I was swimming around, I don't sleep, and I thought everything would be fine because what human would be out in the ocean at night? Then this lady shows up, swimming around, naked. Now, I'm not into human chicks in a sexual way, I'm not a perv or anything, but I see that and I'm thinking, no nylon swimsuits, no goggles to deal with, just dinner. I'm not blaming the victim here. I'm not. She has or had the right to swim wherever, whenever, wearing whatever she wanted. But I could not resist. And thus, chomp. I was so disgusted with myself that I couldn't even eat all of her. I dumped her mangled remains on the beach, kind of as a way of saying sorry to the humans. I hope they were able to pick up on how contrite I was when they saw her carcass. June 23rd. Guilt does funny things to a shark. When I feel guilty about something, like, oh, eating a woman, I start to hate myself. When I start to hate myself, I engage in self-destructive behavior. If I were a human, like the one I ate, that might mean eating a bunch of ice cream or getting drunk. But I'm a shark, and I dragged a boy from shore and ate him up. He was smaller than my previous meal, but I don't know, it still doesn't feel like progress to me. It's like the only way I can feel good is to do bad. June 26th. There's no doubt about it. I'm spiraling. Sank a boat today. Ate the captain. Most of him, anyway. Started innocently enough. I saw the boat out there on the water, and I remembered what I read in a self-help book, use your tongue instead of your teeth. I figured I could swim up and talk to the guy about my issues. Maybe he could provide some help from a human perspective. Then before I know it, he's whapping me on the nose, which is not cool. And one thing led to another. Suddenly, I was on the attack. I need to remember that it's not enough to want to reach people. I have to understand how I'm coming across to them as well. But why do all my conflicts end with eating people? Why is that always my end game? Maybe because I'm a great white shark, but I don't accept that destiny as an absolute. July 5th. Ate another dude. Maybe I was still mad at the boat captain. Or mad at my mother who birthed me and then just swam away. Or mad at myself. I also know that the people are on to me. They're upset. And they're coming for me, and it's not to talk things over. You see what I've done here? I've taught them to kill. It's a cycle. Like, who's the real monster here? Is it me, the shark? Or is it those people who want to kill me? Realistically, I know it's me. I wish it weren't. July 7th. Yeah, they're coming for me. I should just head out to the greater ocean and put Cape Cod behind me. Somehow I can't. I think I need closure. Whether that will come from eating every person who comes near the water or being harpooned, I can't say. But I see their boat. Looks like there's an old sea captain, a sort of wild-eyed young researcher, and Roy Scheider on it. I'm going to them. One way or another, we're going to end this thing. Journal ends.